around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as America dances to that music, hello, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. The fastest 2 hours in travel is back for our two-hour extravaganza. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, December 14th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, get comfortable, as this is your place for everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, so I meant to bring this up last week on the show, but I got sidetracked on some things. So I'm going to get, you know, right to it and first thing today. Have you seen or heard the comments by Frontier Airlines CEO Barry Biffle about after criticism of Frontier and a Senate report questioning the airline's practice of paying their airport gate agents as much as $10 each for catching travelers attempting to avoid paying for carry-on bags? All right, he says that travelers who try to get around the airline's policy are nothing more than common shoplifters. Okay. Now, most of you who know, you know, who listen to this program regularly, you know that Frontier isn't an airline that you'll find us on. But getting past that reality, okay, in this season of Christmas, is that how a CEO should be looking at his customers? I mean, how do you come down on this, Mary?
Oh, my goodness. I could do without the name calling. I understand there are customers that don't, you know, comply with the rules, but maybe they should, for the season, they should consider paying people $10 who are complying with the rules. How about that? I'll take a $10 gift card if I fly Frontier and I'm complying with the rules. I don't really. They paid $23 million to gate agents.
I know.
For this.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, so put some money into the experience for the traveler.
It's part of the gate
traveler.
Agent's job to catch people who are not complying with the rules. So incentivizing them to catch people, I don't really love that
all right,
model.
So, and I agree with
let
you.
Let me ask a question here. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Rudy, I want to ask you this first okay, and then and answer. So
okay,
if you carry on a bag on Frontier and don't pay for it, are you stealing, which Barry Biffle also added to his comments when discussing this?
Okay. Well, the question I was going to ask is airlines don't charge for a gate check, but I guess Frontier does.
Frontier
right?
does, yes. They do.
Okay, because I couldn't, when I first heard the news, I thought, well, how can they pay an agent $10 when they're not
well,
making
here's
money
the way it works, just so you're aware already. So if you fly Frontier, now you get one personal item that you can carry. Now, a personal item, by the way, on Frontier is a purse or a small backpack. All right, and the dimensions, by the way, I could give you, the maximum you can carry on for a personal item, it's got to be like 8 inches deep, 18 inches wide and 14 inches high. Okay. That's it. Maximum. Okay. If you carry on a bag, you know, a small backpack, a larger backpack, a duffel bag, you know, a small carry-on luggage, whatever it is, you pay and you pay based on, and you have to prepay in advance for that as well. So that's my question on this. I mean, listen, I don't like the name calling. Sectors of our society are way too comfortable doing this. If you think about this, a few weeks ago, we had American Airlines referring to folks jumping the line at airport as gate lice. So, you know, I say we could all do better than a society than name calling or trying to put folks into boxes. It's a tired tactic. And I think most Americans are over it. If you're taking note.
The irony here is aren't they going to be expanding first class?
Well,
like this is a budget airline. And now
leaders should lead. They should not name call. That's my point on this. All right, okay. So Rudy,
thank you for clearing up it didn't occur to me that there's actually a revenue charge so they could afford to give the gate agents $10.
Yes.
But so your question to me was, is that considered stealing if
that's what he says.
If you get in without paying?
Yes.
I don't think it's stealing. It's I don't know. I mean if you jump a subway turnstile in New York, is that stealing from the
because literally you are physically jumping. I mean, listen, I would say there's a little different there. But here,
I mean, they're already paying.
Frontier has
bags.
Turned their gate agents into gate cops, as Mary said, with the money that they're paying them. And I mean, because you're not jumping anything to get in. You're basically saying, well, wait a second. If I flew in on American and maybe I'm going home on Frontier or whatever it may be, the bag that I carried on, what do you mean I can't carry it? What are you talking about? What? And now I don't like it. But more importantly, I don't like the name calling and saying that we're nothing
more
than.
I like my idea. Incentivize the customer. Make it a travel-friendly, customer-focused airline.
Well, anyway.
You get $10 if you comply by the rules.
Yeah, so there we go. Bobby, have you ever flown Frontier?
Never, not a day in my life.
Yeah, so none of us. Okay, so okay.
Yeah, well, we spent a lot of time on Frontier here, and none of us fly Frontier.
Yeah, and we're not going to. So, yeah. I mean, on this, this is another reason for me not to do that. So, all right. Well, anyway, well, we've got a lot to get together. You know, a lot to do, and over there are 120 minutes today. So, I do want to remind all of you: new travel polls up on the website. So, go vote on them if you have some time today. Show website, as always, rmworldtravel.com. You'll find them right there on the homepage. If you wanted to take the cruise with us next August, two options. The link on there. Hit that as well. Great deal going on right now. We'll talk about that later in the show. But how about we jump into the Travel News Roundtable, Mary?
Yeah, so it dawned on me. I don't know why it dawned on me this morning, but I was doing research and reading travel news, as we always do before the show, that home sharing platforms like Airbnb in big cities like Barcelona and Rome, I do think are a big part of the over-tourism that we're seeing and hearing more about. They're causing local rents to rise for residents, too many tourists staying in local neighborhoods. So the Italian government is taking note. In Florence, Milan, and Rome, they've experienced groups of activists who are actually gluing lockboxes of Airbnbs shut to make a point. I'm putting little Robin Hood signs on them with instructions that if you want to do it, this is how you do it. You just go to the hardware store, you buy the glue, you get a Robin Hood sticker, you lock the Airbnb or home sharing lockbox. But anyway, the Italian government, they're not going to ban Airbnbs like Barcelona is over the next few years. However, they are going to require in-person check-ins for all home sharing platform sites and hosts for next year. So if you are one of the many travelers heading to Rome, 35 million people are expected in 2025 for the big Catholic Jubilee. That's a big pilgrimage.
Yeah, we saw that when we were just over.
They're preparing for it as we speak. A lot of construction in the city right now. Expect your short-term rental host will be required to check you in and open your accommodation in person.
Well, they're going to need a chisel in some cases, I guess. I mean, come on.
They better be prepared.
I mean, does anything say welcome more than a locked, glued line. Come on. What is wrong with our society?
This is the whole bigger conversation that's open today.
Come on,
about
people.
Civility and
ho, ho,
what
ho,
is going
we're the
on.
Christmas season. We're using, you know, crazy. I mean, come on. I don't know. Rudy, anything positive you can give us?
Well, no. But it means the person who's greeting you at the establishment may show up at the door and find the thing glued. He can't do any more about it on the spot than you could.
Right.
So it's a real nightmare. I had not heard this. Oh, my gosh. The twists and turns in almost every category in life, not just travel, are just always astounding.
Every day, Rudy, yeah, you know, just when you think you've heard something, you're like, right. Well, you hear one thing more, right? All right, well, listen, we're going to go to a break soon, but I'm going to just jump in there. I'm going to say we got two things. And again, this you should at least be aware of. The U.S. State Department this week issued two travel advisories for Caribbean destinations. The first is a level two. That means exercise increased caution for Costa Rica. And they're specifically saying petty crime is common throughout Costa Rica now. Violent crime, including armed robbery, homicide, sexual assault, also affects tourists, and that is going on. Sorry to report that today. Level three was issued for Honduras. I'm not sure how many people are headed to Honduras, but, I mean, if you are, they're basically saying violent crime, such as homicide, armed robbery, and kidnapping, remains a common issue. So be aware of that. Honduras and Costa Rica now added to a travel advisory. So after this quick sponsors break, we are headed down to Marco Island, Florida. Terry Dale, CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association, will join us. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. It's going to start in 120 seconds. An important programming alert. 1 hour from now, get ready. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in better health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our Friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, it is now 18 minutes past the hour as we move into the guest portion of the program. For today's B-Block, everyone, well, these next 10 minutes, it's the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by our friends at Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features. You're definitely going to feel at home and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or you can connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Off to the show hotline we go. For the first time today, waiting patiently on the other end of it, is the CEO of the United States Tour Operators Association, Terry Dale.
Well, yes, he is indeed. Terry, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Boy, it's great to be back with the two of you. It's like coming home.
Thanks, Terry. Always good to talk to you.
We always enjoy these conversations with you. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
So, listen, we are reaching you in a beautiful part of this country, Marco Island, Florida. Mary and I were just down there earlier this year. I think, Mary, with February. So, we're down there. Right? So the USTOA Annual Conference and Marketplace has just wrapped up. I want you to share, you know, with us some of the big takeaways. And, you know, what's the prevailing sentiment from those who have gathered about things we might expect to see in travel for 2025?
Well, absolutely, and thanks again for this opportunity. Let me just start by saying the forecast in, amongst our tour operator members is very robust. Almost 70% are forecasting growth between 7 and 10% for 2025. So that is extremely encouraging, and so and this year was a good year, but next year is going to be even better. So that's the first sentiment. The second sentiment is an initiative that I introduced at the opening session. I'm calling it Breaking Bread, and it's to start an initiative to bring to the table in a community, whether it's Barcelona, Dubrovnik, Amsterdam, or New York City, the sentiment, this movement that people who call a place home are extremely unhappy with tourism and what it's doing to the essence of their home, because over-tourism, as we know, yes, it certainly is a problem. But nobody has raised their hand and said, let's talk about the problem.
Right.
Let's bring people to a room, community activists, neighborhood leaders, the mayor's office, economic development, hotel association, restaurant association, all the relevant stakeholders, get in a room. And for us as an industry, we need to listen.
Terry, this
And we need to listen in a very genuine way.
Well, and come up with some concrete, tangible things.
And you need, you know, there's such a delicate balance here. We see it when we travel, Robert. You see it, Terry. It's in the news all the time. The buzzword is over tourism. Of course, tourism is an essential economic driver. It provides jobs, but it's a very real issue in certain areas of the world. And is this a pilot program? When are you starting it? And kind of like, where are you starting with it?
Yeah, it's a pilot program. I'm going to do two test runs in 25. And where am I going to do it? based on the feedback after that opening session where I introduced the concept, I have a list of 15 countries who've already approached me and said, we're in. We want to be one of your pilot cities or countries. So I think the bigger challenge for me is, you know, how do I select where to go in the world? Mm-hmm. But the interest is extremely high. And that's good for me to hear that the destinations realize that they have a responsibility. And we can't keep our head in the sand, and it needs to be addressed. And so two pilot programs in 2025, stay tuned as to where. My guess would be we'll do one in the spring, and then one in early fall. And
I love hearing this.
Is there, do we think there can be traction?
Yeah, right. I mean, listen, there's a lot I can think of right now.
Yeah.
I certainly, in our own country, too, you know, places you think about, Bar Harbor you hear about, right? Or Hawaii, Mary and I just experienced that in October.
Alaska's going through some.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So a lot of that. Yeah.
In the New York Post this past Saturday, I live in Dumbo in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. down under Manhattan Bridge overpass. Mm-hmm. And when I moved there 20 years ago, there was no one. And now 20 years later, on the weekend, it's like Times Square, honestly.
True.
And that's what the article says. Yeah. And, you know, they quote a resident in the article and says, they're destroying the essence of our neighborhood. And I get it.
Well, what it's also doing, it's driving the prices up for people as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not as nearly as accessible. All right. So this is going to kind of dovetail. And I'm curious about this because, you know, here we are. You know, we've got, 11 days or so. We're at Christmas. A little over a month from now, you know, we've got a big change coming in our country as, you know, President-elect Trump is going to return to the White House. There has been a noticeable shift in our country. You know, Mary and I, we're optimistic. You mentioned it with some of these numbers here, but, you know, that the world of travel, we're in for a good period. People can have their political views. They can say whatever they want. But actually, the President Trump, when he comes into office, he's a guy, he understands travel. He has companies in various industry sectors. We also expect, frankly, the incoming Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, to be very active and positively benefit travel. So I'm curious from your standpoint, are there some things you hope that the new administration is able to accomplish for travel? Breaking bread sounds like a good fit, frankly, there. But and is there a priority in which you'd like to see them happen?
Well, I will say, and don't fact check me on this, but early on in President-elect Trump's first tenure as our president, he issued an executive order to regulatory bodies like DOT mm-hmm. or DOL, Department of Labor. And in that executive order, he said, for every new rulemaking that you issue, you must remove two existing rules from your book.
I remember that.
Books. Mm. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a small, medium-sized, if you're a business and there are fewer new regulations coming out because that's the directive, then that helps. So if he does something similar where, you know, he kind of pulls back from, and this is kind of typical, a Republican administration will do less from a regulatory perspective, and a Democratic administration will tend to do more. But if he does something similar, that can be good. But, you know, no regulations is not good.
No, I think need to have some parameters there. But we agree.
Totally.
But the more you regulate businesses, obviously the more challenging it is, and it does depress investment in the industry overall.
Right. So, you know, I think that only takeaway I got from our lobbying firm who presented earlier this week, and it's just, we can only wait and see, because certainly there's a lot of rhetoric about what happens on day one, but whether that rhetoric is followed up on, no one really knows. And if somebody says they do,
we'll know about day one on day two. We'll know about day two on day three, and so forth and so on. So
let's keep our fingers crossed when it comes to travel.
So let's ask you this. I mean, you know, so we just talked about this. It might be hard to leave Marco Island, Florida, Terry, with all that you've had going on this week and so forth. But are you traveling for the holidays? Are you looking to find some downtime at home? What's on tap for you?
I don't get downtime because when I left the family farm in Brooklyn, Iowa, and ended up in Brooklyn, New York,
I remember that,
the one condition my mom made when I left the state of Iowa was that I had to come home every Christmas. And at the time, I was 21, and I thought, gosh, that's a pretty easy commitment to make. So I said, absolutely. But I said, you do know that someday I'll be snowed in at Chicago O'Hare and won't make it to Brooklyn, Iowa for Christmas. Now, fast forward, I've made it to Christmas every year. So to answer your question, I will be on the family farm in Iowa for Christmas, Mother Nature permitting.
Like, you know what I like about that story there is it doesn't matter. You can say, if somebody says, you know, are you going to be in Brooklyn for Christmas? Yes, you are. It doesn't matter which one. So I like that.
My mom knows.
That's true. Your mom does know, and she will. So
Terry, it is such a pleasure always catching up with you. It's always too short, but it's always great chatting with you. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
A great time with your family.
Holiday.
Yeah, you as well. Happy holidays and our best to the team. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Breaking Bread, Mary, listen, I applaud Terry for looking to do something there. And, you know, the one thing with over-tourism that I'll also add that people don't realize, listen, 95% of the locals, they want the tourism and so forth.
Yeah.
It just needs to be done in a responsible
Right, exactly. There needs to be a balance.
So, all right, when Mary and I return from this bottom-of-the-hour break, what are we going to do? Well, we are going to get into the role of a good hotel concierge in today's travel world. Also coming your way this hour is an update on Amtrak and trading planes. So I guess we can say trains and planes. By the way, hour two, it's going to include the latest installment of our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen series. And with Christmas coming, well, this could very well be the recipe to make your holidays extra special, all right? Stick with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
How many of you use the hotel concierge when you travel? Well, after this segment of the show, I'm sure that the number should go up, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
Looking for an add-on gift for your Christmas giving that will deliver all year long? Well, what if we told you spending just $1 will save hundreds or in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, with over 2 million members, you know the journey matters as much as the destination. Joining me means you get to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, say no to agendas you don't support, and right now you can do it for 1 year for just $1, making it truly a win-win.
You know, with all the travel savings that you're going to get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more like home, auto, and life insurance, all for $1, folks, it's a no-brainer, okay? You can be any age to become a member. You can give it as a gift or gift yourself this Christmas. Go to AMAC, that's AMAC.us/carry to get 1 year for $1, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Le Clef d'Or USA is the only national association of professional hotel concierges. You can recognize a Le Clef d'Or concierge by the golden keys on their jacket lapels. President Leanne Dalecki, who's based at the five-star exclusive Meadowood Napa Valley Resort, joins us now to discuss why we still need good hotel concierges.
Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show today, Leanne.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we appreciate you accepting and being here with us today. So I want to get right into this. With all the travels that Mary and I do each year, we continue to see concierges actively engaged with hotel guests. We certainly have cultivated some nice relationships ourselves with hotel concierges, and we often work with them at properties we stay at for assistance, you know, sometimes with hard-to-get restaurant reservations, especially if we're coming into the market late, local interests in the communities and things like that. Now, there are, you know, some who feel in the digital world that we live in, a hotel concierge is less relevant. We disagree with a bunch of exclamation points. I'm sure you do as well. You know, so share your thoughts on this and why your profession is still so viable.
Our profession is still so viable because of our relationships. We work with so many of these companies and they can do us favors. We work together with them and we can ask some pretty surprising and amazing things of these vendors with whom we've had these relationships for many years. That can be a huge benefit to our guests.
And that's the magic word in terms of, I think people really need to understand that piece. It goes way beyond making a local hard-to-get restaurant reservation because you do have so many partners you work with. And when a traveler stays at top 4 or 5-star hotels with a Le Clef d'Or concierge, I mentioned in my setup they're going to see the golden keys on the lapels. Can you share a little bit about what that means when they see that in terms of the training behind it?
When you see the golden keys, that would be the person you wish to speak with. And the training behind it, our members usually apply for membership after they've been trained. They're usually trained by their properties. Many properties will bring in Forbes trainers on a regular basis to train the staff. And, of course, concierge teams arrange their own training amongst the team so that they are ready to apply for their keys when they reach eligibility. And then once they reach eligibility and make their application, it's a very rigorous process to become a member.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying it with all those details because I actually learned something new today. I did not realize they had to apply into the program, so that's terrific. So, you know, I am curious also, we've interviewed actually a few concierges on the show, including Tom Wolf. He's, of course, known as America's first concierge. I'm curious if you're seeing a higher level demand for concierges in general, but also outside of some of the bigger cities. We've always had top level concierges in cities like San Francisco, New York, Chicago, LA. But are you seeing growth in the field? Because we've certainly seen growth in the building of more luxury hotels in secondary cities in the U.S.
Yes, we are, especially following the pandemic. During the pandemic, as we all know, we lost, you know, a lot of hospitality for a while, but it is coming back. The demand is bigger than ever because, first of all, so much has changed since the pandemic. And the public, the traveling public, has realized that they really need help in organizing their travels. And so the concierges are there, and the luxury guests expect concierges. And so with the increase of luxury properties, we're seeing an increase with hiring more Clef d'Or members.
Yeah, that makes some sense. So I do think that, sometimes people can be a little intimidated, or there is a level of timidity, I should say, right, when it comes to a concierge. And what it, a lot of times what it is, people will ask us, hey, what should I compensate them? What should I give them? You know, how do I know? And, you know, we clearly, there's not like a rack list here. But in your opinion, do you have kind of a gauge for folks to help them when it comes to interacting with concierge? Because it is a service business and you are providing a service.
It is a service. However, our job and our passion is to help our guests. I would hate for a guest to think, I don't want to talk to them because I don't know how much it's going to cost. We're here to help everybody, no matter how small the question is. How do I get out of the parking lot? And so if the guest feels like the concierge has gone above and beyond to get that coveted ticket or that coveted dining reservation, then the guest may feel compelled to provide a token of appreciation. And the concierges always say it's never expected, but always appreciated.
All right. Well, we're going to leave. So we with a little ambiguity there still with that. So, I mean, and I realize it does change from situation to situation. So, folks, listen, you can find a Le Clef d'Or hotel and get more information at lcdusa.org. Merry Christmas, Liam.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Leanne. And just to listen, we always say 10% on average is something you should do. And if, you know, it's great.
But
well,
you don't have to either.
Exactly right.
Yeah, they're there for everyone. All right. Trains and planes are coming in the next two segments. The NCF will start our hour two together today, and then we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen in our G Block. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. RMWorldTravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carrie. Let me ask you, is there a better Christmas gift than giving a gift from MyPillow.com/Carrie? When we think of MyPillow, a few things immediately come to mind. Quality products, great prices, excellent discounts. They've got so many products, you'll find something there for everyone on your gift list. For example, terrific MyPillow flannel sheets are just $59.98 with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or how about a super comfortable My Slippers or My Sandals? They're on Christmas sale for as low as $9.50. Talk about a great gift for Christmas. And we could all use some new pillows. At these prices, you'll want to stock up. Standard MyPillows that normally retail for $49.98 are just $14.88. Queens are $18.88 and kings are only $19.88. It's a great way to start the day or share some happiness at the office by choosing delicious My Coffee. It also makes a great gift for Christmas. My Coffee is organic, 100% Arabica, and comes in whole bean, ground, or pods, and it's 50% off. And MyPillow clothing is on sale for up to 80% off. Made in America socks are just $3.75 a pair. So make your life and the life of everyone you're giving gifts to this Christmas a little bit better with their top quality products while saving big time. Just go to MyPillow.com/Carrie
and enjoy all the show's savings. Orders over $75 receive free shipping. MyPillow.com/Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, or check out rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, the new year will mark the 50th anniversary of the purchase by American's Railroad, we know it as Amtrak, of 284 new cars, the two-level superliner cars that service long-distance routes. A few years later, today's guest, Cliff Back, joined Amtrak, and Cliff became eventually became chief of corporate communications. He's now retired. We want to ask him about what about these radically upgraded cars 50 years ago. Cliff, it's nice to have you aboard. I gather these new cars were a very big deal in 2015, right?
They were, and they really put Amtrak on the map because, you know, until then, we really didn't have any new long-distance cars. That, by long-distance, I mean cars that have sleeping cars, dining cars, lounge cars, that kind of thing. Amtrak had been working on its short-distance cars up until about 1975 when they had the Amfleet cars, and that was fine. But they needed some long-distance cars because the ones they had were simply refurbished, inherited cars that were pushing 30 or 40 years old.
And are they still in service, any of them?
Very much so. In fact, there was a total of 479 Superliner cars. The first order that went in 1975 did total that 284 you mentioned. But in 1991, another order was placed for 195 more of them. So that was a total of 479. Of the total, there probably is about 80% of that total still either in operation or awaiting refurbishment at the heavy maintenance facility in Beech Grove, Indiana. But I do want to mention that they really put the company on the map because they were just a dramatic new concept in long distance trains with the bi-levels and they just made a big hit as soon as they hit.
And are the odds good if I was taking a long distance Amtrak ride that I'd be in one of the refurbished ones?
They're very good because they've been working on it pretty diligently over the past couple of years. Even if it wasn't fully refurbished, if you got on a train, chances are good that it would have at least gotten to freshen up, which they do periodically. But they are going through through rebuilds. And by the way, Amtrak has also put out a request for quotes and a request for interest by builders for more bi-level cars. In other words, more superliners. But that's way down. That's going to take many years.
I know we only have a minute left, and this is a very big question. But can you do in one paragraph what you think the future of Amtrak is that we can look forward to?
I think the future of Amtrak is really very strong, despite the ups and downs over the years with funding and changes of administrations. Overall, both parties have been strong supporters of Amtrak. And I think as long as the long distance trains continue, because that is where the strength is, out in the larger parts of the country, the flyover country, if you will. I think it's very strong. Amtrak just announced an all-time record of 32 million passengers in 2024, fiscal year 2024.
I'm delighted to hear that, Cliff. That's great news. Cliff Black is a retired chief of corporate communications at Amtrak with an upbeat report. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary and I welcome all of you back to today's December 14th broadcast. So far today, you've heard us talk about tour operators, hotel concierges, and trains. Now it's planes, but probably not the way you typically think of them. Before this all becomes crystal clear, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Carrie.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after, or give that same peace of mind to someone on your holiday gift list this year.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, and ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% today as a show fan. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Well, maybe your ideal Christmas gift for someone is really a big ticket item like a plane, or maybe you own a plane and you need some parts, or maybe you're looking to sell a plane. Well, look no further than Trade a Plane, the leader in the aviation marketplace since 1937, with nearly 500,000 users in 238 countries and territories. We thought it would be fun to hear more about them on the show today. So let's bring in Michael Turner from Trade a Plane now.
Welcome, Mike. Nice to have you aboard with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, very much appreciate having you here today with us. So as Mary shared with our listeners during your setup there, Trade a Plane has been a leader in the aviation marketplace space for 87 years, I mean, dating back to 1937. I want you to share who your target audience is, at least as you see it, and why you're a go-to place to buy and sell planes.
Well, really, our primary audience includes both private and business aviation buyers and sellers. And this ranges anywhere from aviation enthusiasts to professionals such as pilots, aircraft owners, flight schools, and companies that require aircraft for business purposes. Trade a Plane itself is basically an online marketplace. And because we're passionate about connecting buyers and sellers to keep them flying, it really is a platform that includes everything from aircraft and engines to even aviation real estate.
So it really is a one-stop shopping marketplace for all things aviation. And as Robert said, you are the leader in this. And I'm curious, any trends, Mike, that you're seeing currently for either specific planes, like high sales for certain models? What's the demand out there these days for fixed-wing aircraft or maybe even helicopters?
Well, you know, airplanes really are time machines that enhance an individual's ability to travel more efficiently and arrive at destinations more quickly. And when you think of the fact that the airlines only include about 75 airports in the U.S., when there are nearly 5,000 general aviation airports across the country, the trend really is towards the number of airplanes that are available out there for high-quality, pre-owned airplanes mm-hmm. are in high demand because that time machine component just makes people's travel so much more efficient.
So walk us through the process with Trade a Plane. Let's say I have a Cessna. I want to sell it because I want to buy, I don't know, an old Warbird, or I want to get Robert a helicopter because he likes helicopters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would probably get the old Warbird.
Like
but anyway,
Christmas,
I want to sell my Cessna. Can I sell it pretty easily and expect good results?
Absolutely. You know, it's a fairly simple process. We have packages for both individual sellers as well as dealers who sell multiple airplanes. And it's just a function of setting up an account. Individual sellers can go right on the platform and create their own account, go in and select the package that they want, upload your photos, the details about the airplane, year, make, and model, any equipment that's on the airplane, and it'll be live in 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's quick.
Well, yeah. I like that. And now that Mary is buying me a helicopter for Christmas and I know what's coming, what is it? I guess 11 days or so. So let's talk about this. Trade a Plane, you have all types of aircraft, right? From Piper Cubs to Gulfstream jets. But you also sell all types of parts, engines. I recall real estate that I saw on the site. So throw out some of the aircraft types and other items that interested buyers may find.
Well, really, from an aircraft type perspective, it's all manufacturers. The prominent ones are certainly Beechcraft and Cessna, Cirrus, Piper, and even Robinson helicopters. I mean, you see a cross section of almost every airplane from light sport aircraft all the way up to Warbirds.
You definitely. And really quick, we got about 45 seconds with you. Can you give us one happy story, maybe off the top of your mind, from a buyer or seller from Trade a Plane?
I hear success stories every day. I've been told many times that Trade a Plane as a publication has helped many people get into aviation, as well as all of the times that I've been told by people that they've either bought or sold an airplane through the platform.
You know what?
I still want a Warbird. I would buy a Warbird.
All right, well, there we go. Well, at least we'll have competing.
I'm interested in the Warbirds.
Competing aircraft. Yep. I like that. So, folks, listen. It is a very interesting website, tradeaplane.com. a company that's been helping plane owners for 87 years. So that says a lot right there. Michael, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care and have a fantastic holiday.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much for highlighting Trade a Plane.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there we are. Trade a Plane. By the way, if anyone listening out there, if you have used Trade a Plane, love to hear a story about that. We'll share that with us. You can do that at rmworldtravel.com/contact. That's it for Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 begins in about 7 minutes with the NCF. Your Christmas recipe is coming from Chef Tony Egger. He's going to join us in about 15 minutes to travel the world from your own kitchen. He's got an excellent recipe that I think all of you will want to be making. And there's so much more ahead with 50% of the program still to come. Stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Don't forget you can catch the show anytime, anywhere via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com. Your favorite travel radio show and your award-winning national travel radio show returns, folks, after this top of the hour break. So don't go anywhere. We've got so much more ahead.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.